SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Malimit nating marinig na lahat ng tao ay may aklat na isinulat tungkol sa kanila. Kung ang inyong New Year's Resolution ay ang pagsulat ng inyong kasaysayan, maaari kayong pumili ng ilang tagalathala sa e-book. Ang New South Wales Writers' Center ay may kurso sa kung paano maglalathala ng inyong sariling aklat. Ayon sa pinunong lecturer David Henley, maaari kayong gumamit ng e-book publisher o diretso bilang individual.
So you can do it all yourself. There's certain programs that you can download to convert your file the way you need it to be. But there's also services around online and just local companies that will help make the files you need. You also need to make a cover one way or another. Either get a designer or do it yourself. And then you go to an e-book distributor, something like Smashwords or Ingram Spark or BookBaby, and they'll place your book so it's for sale everywhere. That's basically the main steps, is making your file and then placing it with a distributor.
May isang one-click option upang maging buhay ang inyong kasaysayan sa mundo. Sa kabila nito, tinatayang ang mga naglalabas ng kanilang sariling kasaysayan ay nasa 30% lamang na mga nabibiling e-books. Isa dito ay si Luke Romin, isa siyang bouncer kapag gabi at autor ng magandang action thriller sa araw. Sinabi ni Romin na sa pamamagitan ng social networking, nagkaroon siya ng kaalaman tungkol sa mga autor na nagpapalabas ng sariling storya at nagturo sa kanya kung paano maglabas ng sariling aklat. Ano nga ba ang kailangang malaman upang magpalabas ng sariling aklat ng kasaysayan?
Everything, basically. Everything to do with publishing a book, writing a book, editing a book, marketing yourself, and knowing your audience is especially important. You need to touch base with your audience quite often, I think, and how things are going with them. And you just need to know everything. It's a lot of work. It's not easy. A lot of people get into it thinking it's going to be easy. They just write a book and publish it, and it's not. If you put a book out there, it's just going to sit there unless you work hard.
Ang e-books ay kumakatawan sa 12% ng mga aklat na inilalathala sa Australia. Sa Amerika, ito ay may 20% ng lahat ng nabibiling aklat at 16% naman sa United Kingdom. At ang palengke ng e-book sa romansa ay lumalago sa buong mundo. Si Donna Gallagher ay isa ding autor ng matagumpay na aklat na gumamit ng Rugby League e-books bilang basihan ng kanyang League of Love Tales.
Well, I have always loved reading romance books, and I never sort of thought that I would write a book. It never entered my head to write a book. And after about 8 years of reading every e-book I could get my hands on, one morning I woke up and there was a voice in my head telling me a story. And so I wrote it down. And I actually let my 22-year-old son read it first, which was a bit awkward because it does have erotic content. And he said that he really loved it.
Pagkatapos nito, sumama si Donna sa Australian Romance Writers Association upang makatanggap ng suporta. Sa pamamagitan ng asosasyon, natagpuan niya ang naglalathala ng e-books sa UK.
Because my books are based around rugby league, I figured that a US-based romance publishing house wouldn't know about rugby league, so might not be interested. So I submitted to Totally Bound, and I got, I think it took about a week before an editor contacted me and requested a full manuscript, and then they contracted all 7 of my romance League of Love books. So that's how it started. So it was just, I was in the right place at the right time, but I'd never had any qualifications, hadn't done any creative writing courses. I left school in year 10, so I just wrote what I was passionate about, and it came through. I had a good voice, apparently.
Subalit kakaunti ang nagtamo ng madali ang tagumpay, kagaya ng kay Donna. Si David Henley mula sa New South Wales Writers' Center ang nagsabi na samantalang parang madaling magtagumpay, hindi ito nangyayari ng malimit.
So if you're talking people like Hugh Howey, who is the big sci-fi writer in America now, his books Wool, I think, was the first one, that blew up, but he'd actually been working for years and had like 5 or 6 books before that, and he built up to this trilogy. But it looks like an instant success for anyone who wasn't watching before that.
Samantalang ang pagsulat at pag-edit ay masaya, ang natitira ay tungkol sa negosyo. upang matanggap ng mga traditional na publishers ang mga author lahat mula sa accounts, contact, distribution, sales at marketing ay kailangang itayo para sa kanila. Subalit ang mga naglalathala ng sariling aklat mula sa mga dokumento hanggang sa e-book ay mas komplikado. Ipinaliwanag ni Henley kung bakit.
Like, get yourself an ISBN and a barcode for your book. You have to lodge it with the library to get the cataloging data. Then you have to set up a U.S. tax identity, which means talking to the IRS in the States, or signing up with a general service and loading up your files. And you have to write the description about yourself and your book.
Pagkatapos ay kailangang maibenta ninyo ito at magtayo ng mga tagasunod. Subalit paano ito magagawa ng epektibo ay tanong ng bawat publisher sa mundo. Naniniwala si Ginoong Henley na kailangan ito ng maraming taon ng pagsisikap.
Everybody has a different approach. So some people go out and speak in public and try to build an audience that way, and other people hang out online and go to forums and talk about everything, try to get an engaged audience that way. So it's the same as any product. You have to find ways of getting it in front of people, but it seems hard with books to get people to then engage because it's such a big time commitment.
Para kay Luke Romin, ang lahat ay tungkol sa networking at social media. Siya ay mayroong 400,000 tagasunod sa Twitter.
Twitter, I've got quite a large fan base on Twitter now. It's so easy to talk to people through there. Facebook, they're the main two ones that you want to go through. And you just try and be interesting, try and get to meet people, chat with people online, and not force it down their throat. Just let them know, hey, I'm an author, these are my books. But yeah, if they're not interested, they're not interested. You're not going to convince them.
Sa halip na maglathala ng solo, pinili ni Donna Gallagher ang one-stop shop, ang e-book publisher, kasabay ang pagsang-ayon na ipopromote ang kanyang e-books sa pinakamahirap na bahagi.
You need to self-promote, and you know, so you've written your story and you think, oh wow, I wrote a story, how clever am I? And you send it off and you get your first back of your edits back and you think, oh no, I'm not as clever as I thought. The book comes out and you think, oh wow, my book's out. Then you have to get it out to people. Lots of blogging, Facebook, and you know, you try to get your name out there any way you can.
Idinagdag niya na ang self-promotion ay hindi madaling gawin.
But a lot of it is done off your own back. So you have to be willing to put the time into trying to build up your fan base, writing back to people that send you emails, you know, pushing yourself on all the social media sites. So that takes a lot of time. So not only are you trying to write your next book, but then you also have to dedicate a whole lot of time to promoting your author image, your branding.
Ayon na din kay David Henley, maraming tao ang gustong magtungo sa daanang ito sa pag-asang makakatagpo sila ng palayok ng ginto sa dulo. Sinabi niya na mas maraming benepisyo ang paggawa ng sariling aklat kaysa sa pag-focus sa potensyal na tagumpay ng inyong kasaysayan.
The act of publishing something is you putting something of yourself out in the public arena. That's really what it is. And that can be hugely empowering for people. And you can do it for business reasons. You can tell your personal story and your family story so that people around you know you better and you actually get to connect to your local community.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.